brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing all right, Earl. How about yourself?
All right. It's might get to be 40 degrees today, so that's an improvement.
It is, unfortunately.
All right. I want to get to my guest, my good friend, Mr. Joe McNally, award-winning journalist. And Joel, are you still writing for the Shepherd Express?
Yes, I am indeed.
Yeah, well.
They can't get rid of me.
Well, you know, it is so good to have you back on the air, and we've got a lot to talk about. But I want to begin with a subject that's in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You know Dan Bice, right?
Very well, yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Dan Bice wrote in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Chris Abley, whom you are aware of as well,
very well,
spent $250,000 in a secretive group that boosted the new mayor, Cavalier Johnson, in the mayoral race. He spent $500,000 in the county executive race. Do you see anything wrong with that?
But the reason I'm shocked is that most millionaires put that kind of money into races by right wing Republicans, and I think it's probably a good thing that there are actually millionaires around that will fund a black candidate and are not racist are not the whole right-wing cabal, which is trying to destroy democracy in America. So, I think that's a good thing. I would like to encourage more very wealthy people. I know that the right-wing movement is really on the move to destroy all democracy and just let the richest people in the world run the country. So this, I think, is a very positive development.
You know, there are people who push against it in our community because they think that there's, the influence that a person has in, and it's not even just the fact that it's Chris Abley and investing his money. I know Chris Abley. But,
I know Chris very well, too. And he has always supported progressive causes.
He's not a bad guy.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Some people think that I am sort of anti wealthy people and anti business people because I'm a pretty progressive guy myself. That's the way I grew up. Do you know how I got out of Union City, Indiana? I grew up in Union City, Indiana, a small town in Indiana, which is an extremely right-wing state. In fact, it used to be the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan. Many people don't know that. They associated the Klan with the South and with extreme right-wing politics in the South. But they were an organization which was headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana. The way I got out of a small town raised by a single mother who raised four boys by herself was a...
Wait a minute, Joel. I thought that was...
You thought that didn't happen to,
that was only black people.
The only millionaire in our city of 3,000 gave me a full scholarship to go to college. Okay. I'm not anti-wealthy people,
right,
believe
right.
me. And that's how I got into everything that I ever achieved in my life. And education does. Education will do that. And supportive people of all, income brackets and just decent, good people in this world do that. And I'm glad that there are wealthy people ready to donate to protect democracy.
You know, Joe.
Believe me, I'm never going to criticize that.
Well, you know, and it's just this whole thing about, you know, money in politics. It's always been there, Joe, but all of these different groups that, you don't know anything about, I think things were better when we talk about for our nation before we had all these secretive groups, and it is good.
I understand why people criticize dark money, and that's why the Democratic Party is trying to get rid of these anonymous donations. Everyone should know what Chris Abele is funding if he's funding our politics. And everyone does know. It was just in the paper this morning.
Yeah, that's so, 10 days later.
So what's the big deal? Yeah, so what? Well, I mean that's the way those things get reported. But the truth of the matter is the fact that the Milwaukee Journal exists, just like the Shepherd Express exists in Milwaukee, is why you know those things.
That's correct.
And as a matter of fact, the right wing is trying to wipe that out too. They don't like newspapers that support progressive causes we get very confused. One of the things that has happened in politics and money is that now that so much of this money is secretive, so much of this money is not publicly reported. As you may remember, you used to have a governor there in Wisconsin named Scott Walker, who one of the scandals he was involved in was trying to fund his entire campaign and the campaign of the right-wing legislature, which is now controlling Wisconsin, with secretive money. In his last, it actually started the way he got involved in the real illegal part of it was that during the recall election, when the teachers' unions and the unions and
right.
every decent person in Wisconsin, as soon as he got in office in the 2010 elections, which, as you recall very well, was, of course, the midterm elections after Barack Obama was elected president. And the Tea Party right-wing backlash against electing a black president of the United States created a big movement. The Tea Party said we cannot elect African Americans to hold the presidency, for God's sake. White people run this country, especially wealthy white people, and so that's when Scott Walker got elected governor of Wisconsin. He was part of that movement, and as soon as he got in office, the first thing he did was to destroy public unions. So he accused school teachers all over Wisconsin of being corrupt and they were controlled by the teachers union. And, we're finding out now what the real movement against teachers is all about. They're trying to wipe out all education right now, as a matter of fact. They don't want to...
Public education, right.
Public education. They don't want schools teaching that there's racism in this country. They don't want teachers teaching about the civil rights movement. They don't want teachers teaching that there are gay people in this country. If you acknowledge what's going on in America, and if you try to teach about democracy or the way it develops and the way it gets rid of some of the worst, ugliest things that have plagued our country and its history, Yeah, they don't want that kind of teaching going on in the public schools. And Scott Walker actually told Republican donors to donate to his election and to donate to the elections of Republican legislatures through those secretive groups you're talking about, the dark money campaign funding groups. He says, don't send your money to us. Send it to these secretive organizations, and they can funnel it to us, and no one will know where that money's coming from. And so no one will know who's funding the politics of Wisconsin. This was not just a scandal. This was illegal. This was a way to avoid public reporting of who's funding our politicians. This was to avoid anyone noticing. Let's say there was a mining company in northern Wisconsin that wanted to destroy the environment and wanted to create a huge mine in northern Wisconsin, which would you know, dig out some minerals up there and destroy old Indian reservations.
Hey Joe, you hear the music. I got to get you to hold the thought a second. You got to go to a break. Joe McNally is on the line. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.